Yo, what's up, guys? It's Parker with the Social Anxiety Remedy, and today what we're going to be discussing is something called the mirror effect, okay? And the mirror effect is something that's going to drastically help you stop feeling judged by others, because one of the biggest struggles that happens when we're dealing with social anxiety, right, and we're suffering with social anxiety is the opinions and the judgments of others, feeling like we have this constant audience watching us. So stay until the end of this video, and I actually have a super special surprise for you at the end, but you're also going to learn this mirror exercise, all right, guys? So let's get into it right now. So I've actually talked about this mirror exercise before in my biggest podcast ever of how to stop caring about what other people think of you. And I go extremely deep into that episode if you guys haven't seen it already. But right now I just want to give you a little short snippet that you can implement in your life for tomorrow or even just for today. And you can start doing right now. That's very, very simple. It's very, very easy. But I promise you, if you stick around for the end of this video, you're going to kind of understand. It's going to be a big aha moment for you. Okay, guys. So the mirror effect. What is it? Like I've said, we all struggle with feeling judged by others when we struggle with social anxiety. Like, you know, you're walking around and you're doing any simple task. Maybe you're trying to put yourself out there. Maybe you're trying to, you know, you've been listening to the podcast a little bit. You're like, all right, I need to start doing some exposure challenges, or, I need to start doing some bioenergetics or whatever it is that I've discussed, or some EFT that I've discussed, and you're afraid that, you know, other people are going to see you. Maybe you're about to go up to a group of people and try to interact with others, and then you're just scared that, you know, what are they going to think? Am I going to run out of things to say? Are they going to make fun of me? Are they going to not even talk to me? Like, I remember the very first time that I ever tried to do like an exposure challenge, like successfully, and I walked up to a bunch of people, and like it was just like maybe two people talking, and I just stood there like waiting for people to actually introduce me into the conversation. And I just stood there looking like an asshole for a couple minutes until like nothing happened. And I just had to be like, okay. And then just like walk away while I absolutely didn't faze these other people, because I didn't think that I had any value to offer. And so I didn't put myself out there like that because I was too fucking terrified and shaking in my boots of people judging me and the opinions of others. So that's what I want to tackle today with this mirror effect and this mirror exercise. So the mirror effect is basically how we judge others is the exact same way that we ourselves are going to feel judged. Okay, so let me break that down for you really quick. The example I always like to use is when you're in school or when you're in work, okay, and you see somebody give a presentation. Let's just say you're in college and you're seeing somebody get up into like a 100-person class giving a important presentation for school. Okay, you see them and maybe they're stumbling upon their words a little bit. Okay, maybe they didn't put everything together like they could have, and they don't really know what they're talking about. They're stumbling upon their words. They're not catching what they need to say correctly. They're not hitting the right timing. Their tonality is super off. They have an inflection in their voice like I talk about all the time. Like, hey, this is good. I think blah, 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 right? They don't have that power, that oomph behind their voice, which, right, is 30% of how people actually view you. If you've ever seen my communication skills training, you'll know that. So maybe you're looking at them doing that and you're judging them and you're looking at them and you're saying, wow, they're not doing a good job in this presentation. Wow, you know what? Their voice isn't doing well. Oh, wow, you know what? They're so nervous. Like, you can tell, man, I would not want to be them right now. Man, they're not doing well, okay? You're judging them in your mind, right? And you're putting a connotation and a judgment on their ability, on whatever they're doing. Well, in turn, what's going to happen? Well, the very next day, once you get called to do this presentation in front of the 100-person class, what's going to be going through your head as you're walking up to give it? You're going to be thinking the same exact thoughts that you thought yesterday about this other person. You're going to be thinking, man, everybody's going to tell I'm going to be so nervous. Everybody's going to tell about my voice. Like, everybody's going to look at me shaking. Maybe you're going to start sweating. Maybe you're going to start blushing. Okay, everybody can tell. Everybody's going to be judging me. Shit. Okay. And so that goes through almost everybody's heads before a presentation. But really, I mean, we're using this as an example for anything. Okay, maybe you see somebody walk up to a group of people that you want to start talking to, that's like the life of the party, that's having fun, that's having the most fun, that's the most carefree, that's just like able to get out of their own head. Maybe you see a person walk up to them and then just absolutely get rejected or something like that, or made fun of by this group of people, right? You're going to be thinking, man, it's not like you're going to consciously say what a loser, but you're going to be judging them. You're going to be like, man, you know, they just got absolutely shut out. Maybe you'll like laugh at them. Maybe you'll say to a friend like, haha, look at this. Even though that's not the real you, sometimes we portray that as kind of like a coping mechanism to help us stay safe in life. Okay. And so I'm sure you've noticed that in your own life as well. So what's going to happen when you walk up to that group of people? You're going to have the same exact judgments popping up in your head. You know, that little voice. Okay, that little voice that keeps you from doing things that you want to do, that's like that dark force holding you back. You're going to start walking up to those people, and then these thoughts are going to pop up. The same exact thoughts that you had about this other person doing it. And it's those thoughts, and it's also thoughts and memories of past traumas and negative experiences that we've all gone through that you really need to get taken care of. And you can do that through the surprise I'm going to show you guys at the end of this video. But yeah, so that's the mirror effect, essentially. It's judging other people and feeling the same exact judgment in turn. So make sure you start looking out for that in your own life. Do you unconsciously judge others for doing a specific task that you want to do? Okay, there's this really cool kind of like saying and like philosophy that I want you guys to practice right now. Okay, it's gonna be like a little quiz. Okay, it's gonna be a fun little quiz. So what is, like, think of somebody who absolutely repulses you, like that you do not want to be around at all. Okay, think of that person. I'm gonna give you like 10 seconds to think of that person. So as you're thinking of that person, okay, also think, what is that personality trait that this person has that you're absolutely repulsed by, that you don't like about this person? And this can be somebody in your everyday life. This could be somebody in like a TV show that you watch, Netflix show, like whatever, in a movie. Okay, who is that person? And what is it that you're repulsed about by this person? Okay, give you like 5 more seconds. Make sure if you haven't thought of it yet, pause this video, pause the podcast right now and think of it. And so now that you have it, let's go on to the next kind of a section, next part of the quiz. So whatever person that you just thought of and whatever that personality trait that that person has, okay, that is part of basically your shadow, okay? And that is a trait that you personally have in yourself that you cannot stand of others, okay? So think about it a little bit. I know right now you might be like, no, I don't have that, no. And a lot of the times that's just something that you're repressing, that you don't want to feel that pain, and it's the ego talking, and you don't want to feel that experience, okay? For me personally, what I can tell you is, when I was younger, okay, I had social anxiety, right? I tried to seek validation from everybody. And what happened was when I would get nervous, I would lie. I would lie a lot, okay? I would lie about people I saw. I would lie about, cool things that I did, even though I didn't do them, just to seek other people's validation. So one of the things that actually always triggered me was I had this buddy, okay? And, you know, he was one of my friends. And we actually don't talk anymore. And one of the reasons is because of the fact that like we were so alike that it really like pushed us away, if that makes sense. So because of this person, he would lie a lot too. And I knew he would lie, and he would do it in front of people, even though he knew that I knew the truth, right? And so it absolutely frustrated me, absolutely just angered me. And I wasn't I wasn't in the spiritual type of space yet. So I didn't really understand what was going on. I just knew I was being triggered and I absolutely hated it. And I didn't understand that the reason I did so was because I was that same exact person. I was that same exact person. And I was just basically putting all my frustration onto another person when I wanted to actually put that on myself and work on myself, but I didn't have the know-all to do so. Okay, guys? So think about what that trait is that you are absolutely repulsed by from that person, okay? And start to look at, okay, maybe, okay, just maybe, even if you don't think it right now, is that something that I can personally work on myself, okay? So leave you with two things for this video, okay? I wanna make these very short going forward just so that I can put one out, like trying to put one out daily, 3 times, like I don't know what it's gonna be in the future, but I like these shorter videos, not like the 30-minute ones that I usually am doing, just so I can roll out a couple. So, okay, guys, two things, right? The mirror effect, the mirror exercise, consciously start working on not judging others. I mean, I know that's hard. I know it's like a little bullshit thing you can say, right? But one of the best things that somebody can do, because look, there's these different paradigms that we're all in, right? There's these different emotions that we all go through, and basically like chakras that we go through within our life, right? And I'm not going to get into like the different energy levels and different colors, but like the very top one that you can absolutely be at is compassion. And it sounds really strange to say that, because a lot of people are like, I'm a nice person, I'm compassionate, but what are the reasons towards that? It's being a compassionate person for the right reasons, trying to do well for the world, for society as a whole. And that's one of the top basically paradigms you can be at and energy levels you can possibly be at. And so by not judging others, okay, you are in turn not going to feel judged yourself and not going to have this constant audience, you know, feeling like they're watching you yourself. Because if you're not judging that person giving that presentation, how the hell are you going to know that other people are judging you? We base every single one of our opinions, our circumstances and whatnot off of how we feel. So if we were never to judge this person giving the presentation in the first place, we would go up there thinking, man, you know, everybody wants me to succeed. Man, everybody wants me to win. And in reality, you know, the best mindset you could possibly have is to kind of be delusional with that and believe that they do, right? Even if sometimes they don't. We're all made from the same fucking like stardust, right? We're all the same people. There's a book called The Law of One that's really important to read, just that kind of gets into that. I'll get into that a little bit later. It's very advanced, so it's not for this video. But guys, the mirror effect, okay, what you can do to stop really making a conscious effort of, or to start making a conscious effort to stop judging others is gratitude yourself, okay? Having gratitude in your own life, knowing how lucky you personally are. And when you're able to do that consistently, I know it's hard. Everybody's like, yo, you should always do gratitude exercises. You should write down the three things you're grateful for every day. The majority of people don't do it. Okay, they just don't. They don't stick with it. And it's almost impossible to stick with it, right? So it's just, it's figuring out what works for you. But doing gratitude exercises is one of the best things to stop judging other people and starting to put a conscious effort on that. So start putting conscious effort on that. That's really going to drastically help you not feel judged, as well as taking a look at the personality trait and things like that that you feel repulsed by in that character that you chose or that person that you chose, and seeing just maybe if you have some of those similar traits and what you can do to work on that. All right, guys. So that's the end of the mirror exercise of this mirror effect that I call it, to kind of help you stop feeling judged by other people. And it's one of the very first things that you can immediately do. And it's kind of just very tangible. That's why I like putting it out there, right? And so there's so many other things I can talk about when it comes to not caring about what other people think of you. That's one of my biggest podcasts, if you guys want to check it out. It's one of the earlier ones, so you scroll down a little bit. But from there, that's the first step. The next step is, you guys, I just made this workshop that's like 2 hours long that goes so much further into this and so much further into A, the subconscious releases that I always talk about, A, or B, creating the new character, right? Becoming this absolutely new person that, you know, has the potential of being who you could be if social anxiety wasn't a part of your life, because that is the barrier that is holding you back from literally achieving everything that you could possibly desire. Okay. And I discuss how, you know, we actually do get everything that we want to get, even though, you know, consciously we might not understand that. Like the life you're living right now, just within the laws of the universe, the law of attraction, we always receive what it is that we actually want. The problem is we have a lot of these subconscious blocks, a lot of subconscious core beliefs, a lot of comfortability that we have that's like, we like where we're at right now, subconsciously, and consciously we're not at that point. So I show you how to actually go through that, release a lot of these subconscious blocks, as well as talking about creating the new character with the law of attraction and the communication skills that you really need, that when you struggle with social anxiety, you don't always have, right, guys? So that's it's like a 2-hour workshop. So I wouldn't recommend watching it if you don't have a lot of time. It's going to be linked below this video, as well as a couple of other free trainings, guys. And I know last time that I did it, the link actually didn't work. So a lot of you guys were like emailing me like, yo, it's not working. I want to watch this. What? How do I fix it? Do you guys know how bad I am with technology? Like, I talk about it all the time. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So that was my bad. You guys got it now. So make sure you click on that link and you'll be able to watch the entire workshop for free. All right, guys. So I'll see you in the next video. Peace.